Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Stay tuned for my reading of the rules for Pucks and Prague.
It's a beautiful thing to behold.
Listen to win a trip for two, which is the name of the contest, according to the lawyers here.
Pucks and Prague.
Yes. I could have worked with them on this.
Yeah. You would have done it. You would have edited
titling.
This.
On the titling.
Rose has been criticizing the contest all afternoon.
The contest is
no,
amazing.
I know. The pitching of the whole contest, yes. I guess. Or the rules.
Yes. Contest
is amazing.
Yeah, the contest. Right.
Unbelievable.
Sure. You're going to Prague.
This is huge.
To go watch the Hawks take on the Flyers.
It's just when you read the rules for the first time on the air just about an hour ago, it didn't come across that well. We weren't sure what was happening.
That was just awful. So, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, Dan Hampton is with us right now. We love him. He's a member of the WGN family, has been forever and ever and ever, and is doing an important event here, and I'm going to tell you all about it in just a second. But congratulations on the being in that pantheon of the greatest 100 players ever to wear a Bears uniform. It was obviously, you know, we all knew that Walter Payton, who you played with for many years, was going to be the greatest. But what an interesting list, right? I mean, it was crazy when you go through some of those names.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on with you. And by the way, I feel like I'm kind of poaching here because your dear friend Ed Obradovich normally visits with you and Anna, and it's kind of strange in a way, but I do appreciate you having me on. I will tell you this, that, a number of my teammates have, contacted me, and, there's some grousing about the placement. There's some guys that were kind of shocked and happy, and some guys not so happy, but hey, it's nice to be remembered. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, if I would have played in Tampa Bay or Seattle, it would have been a lot easier to hit the top 10. But here in Chicago, there's 28 guys in the Hall of Fame. You got some, tough batters that you got to go through.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Hamp. What's it like looking at this list? I mean, it's just not that we needed a reminder about the rich history of the Bears, but it's just amazing how many great players have been a part of this organization.
Well, it truly is. And, I'm blessed to have been a part of not only this franchise, as the great OB says, the footing and foundation of the NFL, but to be able to play with, a special team at a special time. And, of course, I got to play 9 years with the guy at the top, Walter. So, and again, you look at the names. I mean, like Red Grange and Bronco Nagurski. And, I mean, it's folklore.
Right.
And just to be included, hey, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The biggest beef I hear from Chicago sports fans is Brian Urlacher at number 14. He seems to be the one that people feel the most strongly and most passionately that he belonged a lot higher for his contributions to this team. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's a subjective list. It's in the opinion of a couple of guys I know quite well. Brian was, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's a great player. If I'm not mistaken, a lot of those guys in the top 10, they won championships. Brian got to a Super Bowl. They didn't win. Maybe that has something to do with it. All I know is our era, we spawned a lot of great seasons, but a lot of players, they played a long time. Brian played a long time. He had a core, he and Lance Briggs and Olin Krutz, all great players, great, great players.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly how they determined, the placement, the voting. But I do know, like I said, that you can match this list against any other team and everybody else would pale.
The one thing I want to say, though, that's really important. You played on not just arguably, statistically, the greatest defense that ever played in the NFL, in the modern era of the NFL. I don't know. There might have been something from some of these. There's some names on this list. I'm like, when were they on the team? It was from like 100 years ago.
Glad it's not just me.
But that's the it's an important point that your team, that 1980, the from about 83 on, but that defense just became insanely great. And the 85 Bears, of course, you know, the greatest of all times. And it's just got to be a moment when you stop and you think about at least once every Sunday, there is a reference on one of the telecasts in the NFL about your defense. So pretty great. Pretty great moment.
Yeah, and that's one thing about Urlacher. You know, we still are, you know, that was 30 years ago. But, you know, Urlacher played 10 years ago, and there's a lot of people that may not remember our era, or even, you know, Ed Obradovich and Butkus and Buffon and their great defense. The 85 team still to this day has, I guess you could, you know, go to these lists. I think our team was voted 3 years ago. It was voted the greatest team in NFL history. We had a 30 for 30 done on the team that kind of commemorated that. But you know, the great thing about that defense was that it wasn't a one or two or three or five guy deal. It was the whole defense. The whole defense was special. And, you know, three guys on the defensive line made all pro, all three linebackers made all pro, three different safeties made all pro. So, you know, it was an embarrassment of riches when you start lining guys up. And I talked to Bill Parcells, who coached a long time in the NFL, and it was like last November. And, he had some special teams with Lawrence Taylor and those guys, but he said, hey, and this is what's really cool is, you know, when you're a little kid and you say, oh, I want to be like that guy or this guy or, well, everybody in the league, they wanted to be like the Bears, and we were the template. And that in itself is pretty heady stuff when you're talking to guys. And Bill Belichick, I saw him a couple of years ago, and they all kind of shake their head and said, it's the best we ever saw. So, In a way, that's high praise from a lot of the people that absolutely would know.
Hamp, we had a chance to talk to Jared Payton yesterday, and he's got so many great stories about his dad. You got any stories you like to tell about Walter playing with him for almost a decade
that you can tell
on live radio?
last summer, I think they were selling his Porsche. And somebody said something about it. I said, whoever gets it, good. I'll never get in it again. I got in it one time with him. We're doing 100 miles an hour in second gear in Lake Forest. And I said, let me out. And I walked the last two blocks back to Hallis Hall. I wanted out of that thing. he was full of life. It's tragic. He was basically emblematic of what we were. You know, we had great toughness, but a great spirit. And I think it's why a lot of people still identify with that team. We didn't care who made what. We didn't care who played where. We just wanted to put knots on your head and win.
Yeah.
And you know, you can say what you want, but, yeah, it came from Ditka. It came from Buddy Ryan. And when I got there, Doug Plank and Gary Fincy were notorious for being, you know, violent headhunters. And the rest of us, hey, what about us? We wanted to be like that. And Richard Dent, Notice, and Steve McMichael, and Fridge, everybody. It was almost like, oh, yeah, you think that's good? Wait till the next play. Watch me. And that's what you get. You know, it's a rising tide. And the teams, you know, that had to play us, They didn't enjoy it. You know, 20, 30 years later, I still run into people and they say, I'll tell you this, the week we played you guys, our coaches were in panic mode. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to prepare.
Yeah.
And that in itself, you know, I mean, it's really cool stuff to hear.
High praise.
And, but, you know, I mean, but think about this, you know, Bronco Nagurski, was a running back, and they put him at guard. And then in 1945, they had to, you know, they got in the playoffs, and they needed a running back to put him back. I mean, that was legendary stuff. And then in the 60s, the 63 championship team with OB and all the guys, and Richie Pettibone and Doug Atkins, and these guys, they were bigger than life. And the Bears, you know, when I got here, we were already known as the monsters of the Midway.
Right.
And
no,
you know what?
About it.
We looked at each other in the locker room. We said, "Hey, we're the monsters. Let's go out there and prove it." And it was great to have to play it at such a high standard week after week.
You know, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Doug Plank, because Doug Plank laid the greatest hit I have ever seen in the history of the NFL in the Snow Bowl game, the Bears taking down the Giants to make the playoffs. They had to win this game, and in New Jersey, and it was snowy. You couldn't get your footing, and Plank literally went horizontal to the ground. He launched himself from about 5 yards away from the receiver, and he was like a missile going into the guy. And today they would have called. They not only would have called a 15-yard penalty, they would have had him arrested and taken off the field in handcuffs. But it was just to my eye, and at that moment, that was emblematic of Chicago Bears football. You know, not
well, and you know what, the game has changed. We all know why. You know, they're trying to, sure, you know, minimize injuries and all that. And I understand it. But I got to tell you, that's pro football. And Plank was like that. I'll never forget my rookie year. It's raining crazy, and so we have to go inside a basketball gym to practice, and we're in tennis shoes and shorts. And anyway, they run a pass play, and Plank lays out a receiver where it's Brian Bashnagel. And as he's helping him up, he goes, "Oh, Bash, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was you." He played college ball with Bashnagel, and he didn't know it. They ran the same play. Plank whacked him, and then he said, "That time I knew it was you, Brian."
That's awesome. All right, don't forget, the Bears 100 Celebration Weekend is June 7th through the 9th at the Donnelly Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. If people want to come out, they're going to do a bunch of members, the surviving members, obviously, this list. A number of them are going to be out there. It's going to be a great, great, great weekend. So get out there if you can and enjoy it. And just in 10 seconds, because we've spent all this time, do you think the Bears are a deep playoff team this year?
Yes, I do, but it's going to be tough. They can't sneak up on anybody. They got to get a new defensive coordinator kind of broke in. But this year, the offense has to do their part. If they do, now we're talking getting deep in the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. Very good. That's a tough schedule, man. It's the toughest schedule I have ever seen. But
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's going to be something. All right. Thank you very much.
But that's what happens. When you're good, you got to crank it up, and I think they will.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Hampton.
Thanks, we'll talk to you. There he goes, Dan Hampton, the great Dan Hampton.
Oh, he's got me pumped for football.
I know. That just got me pumped right there, what he just said. I like that.
All right. Let's check in with Kim Gordon. What's going on in the news?
Safety front and center for Mayor Lightfoot as she prepares for her first Memorial Day weekend in the city.